他有一天看镜子。
One day he was looking at himself in the mirror.
他觉得哇，白头发越来越多。
And he realized his gray hair was growing more and more.
皱纹也越来越多。
And the wrinkles are increasingly shown on his face.
他就叹气了。
And he sighed.
他说：“哎，我都没有好好的享过福，都老了，都快要死了。”
And he thought to himself that I have not even enjoyed the luxuries of this world, and I'm about to die.
旁边的宫女说：“没有啊，大王你越老越年轻，越老越强壮。”
And the maids beside him all said that, "No, the older you are, the younger you look, and the stronger you get."
大王说：“哎呀，你们不要安慰我了。”
And the king said.Don't pity me and don't say these things to comfort me.
这个时候有一个侍卫就跟大王讲。
And at this time, a guard told the king this.
不如我们公告天下，看看谁有所谓的不死药，请他献给大王，大王就不用死了。
And the guard said that why don't we send out this message to the world and telling the world that if there is an immortal medicine to give it to you and therefore you will not die.
大王说好，那么就谁有这个长生不老不死药，我就要送他1000两黄金。
And the king said, okay, this sounds like a really good idea. Whoever can give me this immortal medicine, I will grant him a great sum of reward money.
这个公告一出啊，大家议论纷纷。
And when this message was sent out everywhere, many people are discussing about it.
有一天，有一个人敲国王的皇宫的门，说我要献给大王不死药。
One day, there was a man that knocked on the emperor's gate of his palace and said, "I'm here to grant and to give the emperor this immortal medicine."
门口的侍卫弓箭手看看这个人，看你。怎么像有不死药？你不要骗大王哦，骗大王会诛九族的，会杀了影响你全家的。
And the guard said, "This guy does not even look like he has this such immortal medicine." And he warned this man that has the immortal medicine, said, "If you lie, then I will have to kill all your family and your descendants."
他说没有说谎，这个就是不死药。
And this man said, "This is not a lie. I do have this immortal medicine."
那弓箭手说，你哪里来的不死药？
And this guard said, "Where did you get this immortal medicine?"
他说，这个是我祖宗留给我的。
And this man said, "This was passed down from my ancestors."
说时迟，那时快，说得很快的时候。
And when he spoke of this very quickly,
弓箭手用最快的速度，一手抢了那个不死药，打开，吞了一颗进去，唯一一颗就给他吞进去了。
And that guard immediately took that medicine and popped it right into his mouth and he swallowed it.
哇，那个人就很生气啊，说把他抓进去，说大王，我本来要献给你的不死药给他吃掉了。
And this man was really mad and he went and told the king that emperor, this medicine I'm about to give you, this guard took it and he swallowed it.
大王很生气。
And the king was furious.
你这个人怎么敢跟我争药吃？
You man, you how can you dare even try to get what I want?
来人啊，把他拿出去砍了。
And they told the people to take him out to slay him.
弓箭手就跟大王说：“大王，等一下，我讲几句话。你觉得有没有理的话，你才杀我。”
And the guard said that, "Let me speak a few words, and if you think that I am saying these things are not correct, then you can slay me."
如果我吃了这个真的是不死药的话，你怎么能杀得了我呢？
And he said that if this is the true medicine that will give me immortality, then how can you be able to kill me?
Immortality. 不死的话，你怎么杀了，怎么砍都砍不死我的。
And if I can have this, if this is all true, then you will not be able to kill me at all.
如果你砍得死我的话，药我在我肚子里面，那我死了药你也没有了。
And if you kill me, then this medicine will be in my stomach, and it will disappear anyways.
大王啊，给这些人搞到头昏脑胀啊，就说：“哎呀，不晓得怎么办，哎，暂时不砍你。”
And the king said he was really confused, and therefore he said, "Fine, I will not slay you."
很简单嘛，哪有不死药的？
It's very easy. How could there be such a medicine that will give me immortality?
这古代就是很多君王啊，都相信有。
But the ancient time, there were many emperors and many kings that do believe its existence.
我们都知道中国啊，统一啊，就是因为荀子王统一天下。
And we know the reason why China is under one governor rule is because one of the emperor made it so.
在公元前的219年。
In year 219.
B.C.
啊，
有个人呢、啊、叫徐府、啊、他叫敲王的门呢、啊，就跟大王讲。
There was a man by the name of Xu Fu, and he knocked on the emperor's gate.
这是真的历史啊，不是我编出来的故事啊。
This is actually a true part in the history.
他说：“大王，大王。”
And he said to the king.
根据我的研究啊，在一本书叫《山海经》上面说啊，在东方有三个仙岛，里面有神仙，里面有不死药。
And this man told the emperor that from my study in this book of Sanhai, there is this medicine that will give you immortality, and it's located on the east side of the ocean.
那么我可以替大王去拿这个药回来。
And I can go over there and get this medicine for you.
因为荀子王现在出名了，成功了，不想死啊，所以说好，你帮我去拿。
And therefore, because this king was very famous and he was powerful, he did not want to die. And therefore, he said, okay, go and get this for me.
啊，结果徐福就去了。
And Xu Fu, this man, went ahead to find this medicine.
啊，不久之后就回来。
Not long after he returned.
告诉大王。
And he told the king this.
大王啊，真的有仙岛了。
And he said, there is such island that is a magic island where there's
gods. 真的有神仙了。
And there are these gods.
真的有不死之药啊。
And there is this immortal medicine.
你给我3000童男童女。
Please grant me 3,000 young boys and girls.
因为那个神仙呢，说要3000个童男童女才给这个不死药。
Because the god that lived on the island told me that you have to grant me 3,000 young boys and girls so that they will give me this medicine.
给我预备很多的礼物。
And don't forget to prepare for me lots of wonderful gifts.
还有更强的战船，因为在路中间呢，海中有鲸鱼啊，所以要比较安全的船才可以。
And grant me this great battleship because there are whales in the ocean, and we need this battleship so we can enter into those islands.
奇怪，荀子王英明一世。
And it's really odd because this king, this emperor was really wise.
徐府去了一次，拿部落药回来，那个荀子王说：“好，你再去一次，你要什么通通给你。”
But this emperor was not wise enough to think that this man returned empty-handed, but now he's willing to give him a lot of things to return back to the place again.
结果徐福很高兴，拿了所有的东西就去拿不死药了。
And this Xu Fu, this man was really happy, and therefore he got everything the king gave him and went to find that medicine.
结果拿了2200多年还没有回来。
And after 2,000 years, he has not came back with the medicine yet.
荀子王的骸骨都不晓得跑到哪里去了。
And we don't even know where the descendants of the king went.
所以啊，世界的人最怕就是死亡。
And therefore, this world, what people fear most is death.
穷人不想死，因为想翻身。
The poor does not want to die because they want to be able to get rich one day.
有钱人更不舍得死。为什么那么多享受，怎么好死的谁呢？
The rich don't even want to die as well because they have so much luxurious things in life they can enjoy.
但是为什么世界会有死亡呢？
But why is that this world there is death?
我们讲过了，世界有死亡，因为世界有罪。
The reason why there's death in this world because there is sin.
啊，神在造人的时候，在造乐园的时候，没有所谓的生老病死的四样东西。
When God created the Garden of Eden, when He first created man, there was no such thing as getting old or dying of sickness.
人家说人生四大苦难就是生老病死。
Because there in this world, people say the worst things that can happen to you in this world is to die, to be born into this world and to get sick and to get old and to die.
因为当时人是神直接造出来的，没有经过生育也不会有痛苦。
Because man at that time was not through birth, but through the creation of the Lord, and there was no birth pains.
人也不会老。
And man would not get old.
也不会生病。
They would not get sick.
更不会死。
And not only that, they would not die.
为什么会死呢？
Why is it that man would die?
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第十六到十七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17.
创世纪第二章十六到十七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. 17, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat it, you will surely die.
这里神跟亚当说，你不可以吃分别树上的果子，吃了就会死。
Here God told Adam that you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat it, you will surely die.
其实神在创造人类的时候，创造乐园的时候，没有死亡的。
As a matter of fact, in the beginning when God created the Garden of Eden, there was no death.
只有不听神的话，
There was only this problem of not listening to the Lord.
犯了罪的话,
and only when you sin,
神就告诉亚当说, 你就会死, 一定会死了。
And God told Adam that then you will surely die.
这个死亡是什么意思呢?
What is this meaning of death?
死亡有两个层面。
There's two different explanations for death.
第一个层面,
the first explanation,
死亡就是肉体的死亡。
Death is the death of the physical body.
今天我们一百多人坐在这里，我们一百多颗心脏都在跳。
And right here in the congregation, we have 100-some people, and all of our hearts are still pumping.
但是有一天，我们心脏停止跳动了。
But one day, our hearts will stop.
就会死亡，就会离开世上。
And that is when we will face death, and that's when we will depart from this world.
亚当本来可以继续活着的。
Adam, initially, he could have stayed in the Garden of Eden forever.
因为不听神的话语。
But it's because he did not listen to the words of God.
没有了神的生命。
And he did not have the life of the Lord within.
我们看第三十五章啊，第五章第五节啊，创世纪第五章第五节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5 verse 5.
创世纪第五章第五节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 5.
亚当共活了九百三十岁，就死了。请读。
Verse 5. Altogether, Adam lived 930 years, and then he died.
亚当活了很久。
It's sure that Adam lived for a very long time.
当时的世界跟现在的不一样。
Of course, the world back then is not the same as it is now.
污染比较少。
There's less pollution.
吃的比较简单。
And the food that they ate was much simpler. 所以
亚当在犯了罪之后还可以活了九百，差不多活到九百三十岁。
And after Adam sinned, he could able to live up to 930 more years.
今天我们如果能够活到九十岁都很不错了。
Today, for us to live to the age of 90, it's already really good.
在座的九十岁的好像不多。
There's not much of us that are 90 years old sitting among us.
亚当活，就算活到930岁也是不在了。
But even when Adam lived until 930 years, he still died.
那么这个是肉体的死亡。
And this is the death of the physical body.
医学啊，对肉体的死亡有不同的定义。
In the medical terms, there are different ways of how they explain the death of the physical body.
以前最开始啊，定义说啊，心脏停止都是肉体的死亡。
In the beginning, that what they said death was when your heart stops pumping.
后来呢，定义说人的脑电波没有了，这是死亡。
And the next that they said is that for the death of the physical body, it is when the brain waves stop.
但是什么叫死亡呢？
But what is death?
圣经里面怎么定义死亡呢？
How does the Bible define death?
我们请看创世纪第三十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 35.
三十五章第十八节。
Genesis chapter 35 verse 18。
创世纪三十五章十八节。
Genesis chapter 35 verse 18。
他将近欲死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼，他父亲却给他起名叫便雅悯。这里告诉我们，有一个妈妈叫做拉姐，她要生孩子。
Here we can see there was a mother named Rachel, and she was about to give birth.
生孩子的时候啊，是女人一生最危险的时候。
The time of giving birth is the most dangerous time for a woman.
尤其三千年前没有所谓的开刀，没有超音波，没有麻醉药。
Especially when 3,000 years ago, there was no anesthetics or there was no operation for any of this.
生孩子如果难产的话
，and it was if it was a
difficulty
during birth,
或是血崩的话
or if there is
mass bleeding, 这个妈妈就会很危险，就会死掉了。
Then the mother will die.
这里告诉我们，拉姐她知道自己快要死了。
And here we can see Rachel knows she's about to die.
圣经说啊，什么叫快要死呢？就是灵魂要离开身体，所以灵魂一离开身体，人就死了。
And the definition of death in the Bible is that when the spirit is about to depart from the body.
所以我们今天每一个人都是有灵魂的人。
And therefore today all of us we have spirit.
我们大部分时间只会想我们的肉体，忘记想我们的灵魂。
And sometimes we oftentimes we forget to think about our spirit, but we only remember our physical body.
这个灵魂很重要。
But the spirit is very important.
灵魂离开了身体，这个肉体就没用了。
Once the spirit leaves the body, the fleshly body no longer isn't of any use.
灵魂离开身体，这个尸体一毛钱都不值。
Once the spirit leaves the body, this dead body is not worth a penny.
早上你看这个钢琴很漂亮。
It's just like when you see this piano, it's very beautiful.
但是没有人弹它，它就是死的。
If there's no one that goes to play the piano, then it's dead.
如果有人去弹它，
If there's someone that plays the piano,
这个钢琴就好像有生命这样。
Then this piano is just like as if it has life.
但是这个人停了，那个弹的人走了，就停下来了。
But once the person that plays the piano stops, the music will stop.
所以因为有罪的问题，人会有肉体的死亡。
And therefore, because of sin, and therefore, man has to encounter death.
那第二种死亡。
The second kind of death.
就是灵魂的死亡。
And that is the death of the spirit.The spirit.
刚刚我们读过了，神说你犯罪的那一天，你吃那个分别果的那一天，必定要死。
Therefore, we just read in the beginning, that God told Adam that the day you eat from the tree of good and evil, then therefore that day you will die.
但是他吃的那一天没有马上死啊。
But actually, that day when he ate the fruit of good and evil, he did not die immediately.
亚当的灵魂。他的灵命那一天已经死掉了。
But actually, his spirit died that very day.
什么叫死亡？
What is the meaning of death?
死亡就是生命跟那个源头已经隔绝了。
Death means that it has cut off from us from the source of life.
所以亚当的他们人类的灵魂灵命越来越枯萎了。
And therefore, the spirit of man is wilting.
后来社会很多问题。
And therefore,Later on, society, there's a lot of problems.
家庭兄弟仇杀
Brothers killing on brothers.
啊，夫妻失和
And husbands and wives
not
in harmony.
婚姻破裂
And also the marriage that has been broken up.
道德败坏
And also the teachings are not followed.
Immorality
that are not followed.
这个世界，人是活着的，其实是死了。
But even though men are still living in this world, but their hearts are dead.
你看现在打开报纸，有什么好的新闻啊？
When we open up the newspaper, what kind of good news do we see?
一家就是说养猪的杀了几个女人，一家说老师都性侵犯什么人，哎呀，整天都是看这些新闻，都是死的，都是死的东西。
One different parts will talk about different types of murders that happen in different places. All these are about death.
所以人类的灵魂早都已经死了。
And therefore, the spirit of man already died a long time ago.
现在科学家尽量的研究医药，希望可以把人的寿命延长一点点。
Scientists nowadays are trying to come up with medicines that will extend the longevity of men.
没有错，是可以稍微延长一点了。
It's true, you can extend it, let men live just that little bit longer.
但是不可能永远活着。
But it's not possible for men to live forever.
延长生命，有可能只是延长苦难而已。
To extend the life that you're living in this world might be just extending the hardships that you will face.
人的一生太多苦难了。
Because the life of man is full of hardships.
最后还要永远的死亡。
And lastly, not only the hardships in this world, but lastly, they will face, the everlasting death.
我们请看希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后才有审判。
27. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
圣经告诉我们很清楚。
Here the Bible tells us very clearly.
所有人的命定就是这样子，肉体一有一死，死了还有审判。
And that man is destined to die once, and right after that they will face this judgment.
因为有罪的问题，所以灵魂还要永远。在永刑里面
Because of sin and therefore the spirit of man need to be in death forever.
所以要怎么样才可以解决这个问题呢
How can we solve this problem?
我们解决问题不能从表面我们要回到问题的源头
To solve the problem we can't just see where the problem is lying from the surface but we need to see where the source is.
既然生命被隔断了一定要回到那个源头接上那个生命的源头才可以解决人的问题啊。
And since the source of life has been blocked out from us, therefore we need to go to the source and connect us to that source again.
所以基督教不讲不死药。
And therefore Christians, we don't talk about the immortal medicine.
我们而讲怎么样可以重生出来。
But instead we talk about how can we be go through this rebirth.
那怎么重生呢?
How can we be rebirth?
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音第三章第一节。
John chapter 3, verse 1.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母是犹太人的官。第二节。
Verse 2.
这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比 我们知道你是由神哪里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。第三节
Verse 3，
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生就不能见神的国。有一个人叫尼哥底母，
There was a man called Nicodemus.
他的一生非常的成功，
And in his whole entire life he was very successful.
首先他是当官的，
He was one of the governors.
当官的应该当了不少，
And I think he is a governor for quite a long time.
有官位自然都有名也有利。
And once you have a government, you are a government official, then you have power and you have this great name.
但是这个人是个好的官，不是腐败的官。
But this Nicodemus, he was a good officer, official.
也是一个很虔诚的人，叫做法利赛人，常常读圣经。
But he also was a very humble person, and he often read the Bible.
但是他也老了。
But he also is growing old.
想我一生那么多。过了那么多日子，
and he thought to himself, I've passed so many days in this world already.
我距离我人生的结束可能也很近啊。
And he does believe that he's close to the end of his life.
所以他有一天晚上偷偷的去问耶稣。
And therefore, one night he secretly went to find Jesus and asked him this.
为什么不白天去呢？
Why did he not ask Jesus this in the daytime?
因为啊，有压力，怕不好意思。
Because there were pressure from others that because he would feel shameful.
他想问耶稣有关于永生的问题。
He wanted to ask Jesus about the question of life and death.
他还没有开口，耶稣就给他回答了。
But before he even asked his question, Jesus Christ answered him.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你啊。
Jesus Christ told him that I tell you the truth.
人如果不重生，就不能进神的国。
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
其实主耶稣讲把问题的重点点出来了。
And when Jesus Christ answered in this way, he has brought out the main question that he wanted to ask.
人类的问题就是生命有问题。
The question of men is because there's problems in their life.
没有了属灵的生命，所以人间才有那么多问题。
Once they don't have the spiritual life, then in this world they have a lot of problems.
所以你要重新的生出来。
And therefore, you need to be reborn again.
改变你的生命
to change your life.
这样你就有机会了。
And therefore, you have a chance.
这样你就可以以后就可以进到神的国里面了。
And then you might have this chance to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那尼哥底母都听不懂了。
But Nicodemus did not understand this.
我年纪那么大了，怎么我妈妈大概也不在了，怎么叫妈妈重新的把我生出来一次呢？
And he thought to himself, I'm already really old, and my mom's no longer living. How can I ask my mom to give birth to me again?
第四节。
In verse 4,
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹里生出来吗？第五节
Verse 5,
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。所以说讲得很清楚，什么叫做重生。
Here Jesus Christ explains very clearly what is the meaning of rebirth.
怎么改变生命？
How can you change your life?
我们知道一条狗，它就活着狗的生活。
We know a dog will live a life of a dog.
一只狗的生活就是整天在那边跑来跑去，脏啊、吃啊、拉啊，都是这样。
And the life of a dog is just running around, eating and doing what dogs do.
你在它那个层面里面不可以改变它的。
You cannot really change a life of a dog.
问题就是它的生命不一样。
The reason for that is because he has a different life.
人生充满了苦难。
This life is full of toil and hardship.
因为这个生命已经被罪污染了。
Because this life of ours is already contaminated by this sin.
主耶稣说要再生出来一次。
And therefore the Lord said you must be reborn.
你改变你的生命就可以做到了。
To change your life and then you can change this.
怎么样改变呢？
How can we change?
耶稣讲得很清楚。
Jesus Christ tells us very clearly.
有两点。
There's two points.
今天只讲一点。
Today we only talk about the first.
主耶稣说如果不从水生，从水生出来就不能进神的国。
And Jesus Christ said, if no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water.
什么叫做从水生呢？
What is the meaning of born of water?
今天很多人信耶稣，听说，我信了耶稣，口里承认就得救了，为什么还要从水生呢？
Many people say that once I believe in Jesus as Lord, I say I believe, then I will receive salvation. Why do I need to be born of the water?
我们请看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这一节所讲的跟约翰3章5节是一模一样的。
This verse talks about the same thing that's recorded in John chapter 3, verse 5.
很好记, 希望大家都可以把这两节记起来, 约翰3章5节, 提多3章5节。
And I hope you will remember these two verses, John chapter 3, verse 5, and Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
这里第五节说, 为什么神救我们?
Here, verse 5, it tells us why God saved us.
原因很简单,
the reason is very simple.
因为神爱我们啊,
it's because he loves us.
没有别的理由了,
there's no other reason.
再来他讲神怎么样救我们?
Next, he tells us how God saves us.
这里说借着重生的洗啊,
and here it tells us he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal.
你什么时候会重生呢?
How can you go through this rebirth?
不是在我们嘴巴说我们信耶稣的时候就重生，并不是这样。
We do not go through this rebirth once we say we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
要接受正确的大水洗的时候就重生了。
But when we go through the real washing of the great of the living water, then we will be rebirthed.
有人说, 诶, 其他牧师告诉我, 信就得救了, 洗礼是一种仪式而已。
You might say that other pastors tell me that once I believe, then I will receive salvation, then having baptism is just a ceremony.
所以洗不洗, 或者怎么样洗都没有关系。
So it doesn't really matter which way or what kind of methods we use to get baptized.
但是圣经是不是这样讲呢?
But is the Bible, does it say it as if it's that way?
请看《使徒行传》第2章38节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2,
38节。
verse 38.
使徒行传第2章38节
Acts chapter 2 verse 38
2章38节
Acts chapter 2 verse 38 Peter replied, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
啊, 这里彼得被圣灵充满, 讲出教会建立的第一篇道理。
Here Peter is moved by the Holy Spirit and he talks about and testifies about the first teaching for the church.
很简单,
it's very simple.
彼得说, 第一,
Peter says, first you need to repent. To repent is to change your ways.
啊,
and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's not only for you good, not only the thing you should do to repent.
一个罪人悔改了,
when a sinner repents, they're still a sinner.
悔改了,
repenting does not wash away all your sin.
这里说罪在什么时候被拿去呢?
Here it tells us when our sins will be taken away from
彼得说,
us.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗, 叫你们的罪得赦免。
Here's only when we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin.
所以很清楚, 洗礼跟赦罪, 绝对有关系, 是连在一起的。
And therefore it tells us clearly to the remission of our sin is tied closely to being baptized.
所以洗礼不是个形式而已。
And therefore, to be baptized not only a ceremony,
是有赦罪的功效,
but it has the remission of sin.
那么就有人就问了,
and therefore, people ask,
你们说洗礼有赦罪的功效,
people say that baptism has the remission of sin.
啊, 你们就跑去海滩啊, 跑去河这样洗礼,
and you go to the beach and you go to the rivers and you go and baptize people.
我也常去沙滩游泳啊。
I often go to the beach and I swim in the ocean.
你去洗礼那个海滩我也常去游泳，但为什么我每天去游泳，我的罪没有洗去？
That same beach that you baptize people is the beach that I go swimming. How come I don't have the remission of sin?
因为罪是看不见的。
Because sin cannot be seen.
是属灵的。
It's spirituality. It's a spirit form.
水是物质。
And water is something that's physical.
你怎么告诉我物质的东西可以洗去属灵的东西呢?
How can you say that something that is physical, that is material, can wash away something that is spiritual?
很多人搞不懂这个问题。
Many people don't understand this.
这个问题如果搞不懂, 他们都没有办法相信洗礼有赦罪的功效。
If you don't come to understand what is the reason for this, then they will not understand why is there the remission of sin when you get baptized.
今天一定要把这个问题搞懂。
And therefore today we need to come to understanding and understand what is behind it.
为什么洗礼的水可以赦罪?
Why is it that the water of baptism can have the remission of sin?
其实圣经告诉我们很清楚,
the Bible tells us clearly.
只有血可以赦罪。
Only the blood can have the power of remission of sin.
我们看希伯来书第九章二十二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
希伯来书九章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
希伯来书九章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
这里讲得很清楚，如果不流血，罪就没有办法洗去了。
Here it tells us clearly, if there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所以以前的人，无论是任何宗教，都会献祭。
And therefore, in the people in the past, no matter what kind of religion they have, they would offer sacrifices.
杀鸡啊，猪公啊，牛啊，都有。
They would sacrifice pigs, chickens, cows, all different kinds of animals.
人是想用动物的血把人的罪洗去。
Because men wanted to use the blood of the animals for the remission of their sin.
但是我们想一想都知道，动物连我们人都不如。
But we understand, we can think very easy to understand that animals are not like us.
我们常骂人嘛，都是说你是畜生啊，你是畜生啊，哇，这很不好听的话。
We often scold and rebuke people. Are you an animal?
所以畜生连人都不如，畜生怎么可以赎人的罪呢？
Because animals are not like men. How can animals' blood have the remission of sin?
畜生是预表，但是只有耶稣基督的宝血可以赎去我们的罪。
Here.The animal is only just an example, but only the true Jesus Christ's blood can have the work of the remission of sin.
主耶稣已经在两千年之前钉死十字架了。
But 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus Christ has already been crucified on the cross.
你怎么给我拿一杯主的血来给我洗罪呢？
How is it possible for you to find Jesus Christ's blood to wash away my sin?
这个在属肉或是现实来说是做不到的。
This in this.Physical world, this is not possible.
但是属灵上是可以。
But in the spiritual world, it's possible.
我们看主耶稣被钉在十字架上面的时候，有一件非常重要的神迹。
Let's see a miracle that happened when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
我们请看约翰福音第十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰第十九章。
John chapter 19.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
约翰十九章三十一节。
John chapter 19, verse 31.
犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断耶稣的腿，他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得尸首当安息日留在十字架上。三十二节。
32.
于是兵丁来，把头一个人的腿，并与耶稣同钉的第二个人的腿都打断了。三十三节。
33.
只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。三十四节。
34.
唯有一个兵丁。拿枪炸他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。三十五节。
35.
看这事的人做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们可以信。这是主耶稣在十字架上面断气的时候发生的事情。
This is what happened when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and when he had his last breath and he died.
因为十字架的苦刑啊，是罗马帝国所有苦刑里面最残忍的一种。
The crucifixion of the cross is one of the most cruelest punishment in the Roman times.
历史的记载啊，告诉我们呢、啊，有一些呢钉十字架可以熬上几天呢、啊，在这边挂几天都不死的。
The history tells us the people that are crucified on the cross, they can be left there on the cross for many days without even dying yet.
那么这个折磨人的，死得越慢，痛苦越多。
This kind of way, this way of death and slowly dying is indeed very difficult and hard.
想想主耶稣为我们的罪啊，真的受了很多的苦。
And we can think about sometimes that when Jesus Christ this work, that this sin that he has.Wants us to be remissed.
因为明天是安息日。
Because tomorrow is the Sabbath day.
他们不想
it records here.
安息日还有死人还吊在上面不好，所以他们说要去打断那些钉在上面的人的脚，让他们更痛，一痛了心脏受不了，先断气，死得快一点。
Because it was not good for Sabbath day and for people to be still crucified on a cross, and therefore they wanted to break the legs of those people so that they would die even faster.
所以罗马兵丁先打断第一个强盗的脚了。
And therefore the Roman soldier first broke the leg of the other, the thief that was beside Jesus Christ.
另外一个强盗的脚又打断了。
The other thief's legs were also broken later on.
但是来到耶稣面前。
And now the soldiers came in front of Jesus.
化解耶稣已经断气了。
And they had realized that Jesus Christ already died.
就不用打了嘛, 断气了还打什么, 不用打了。
And because he already died, therefore they don't need to break his legs anymore.
很奇妙, 这个兵丁来一个特别的动作, 拿一支枪去扎耶稣的肋旁。
But these soldiers, instead, they pierced Jesus' side with a spear.
一扎了, 有一个神迹出来了。
And once they speared Jesus' side, there was a miracle that happened.
这个随即有血和水流出来。
Suddenly, a flow of blood and water flowed out.
啊, 这个是神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
为什么?
Why is it so?
第一,我们知道一个人死了, 心脏停止, 没有血压。
First is that we understand when a man dies, their heart stops pumping and there is no blood flow.
割一个尸体啊, 他的血啊, 就算流出来是很慢的。
And when you cut open a dead body, even though there's blood, but it'll flow out very slow.
但是这里说,那个枪一扎进去啊, 那个血啊, 跟他信号,那个就是喷出来, 流出来很强烈的一个流啊。
But instead, here it says when soldiers pierce Jesus' side, spring a sudden flow of blood and water.
第二个,重点。
The second most important point.
人断气了,
Once man has
就算你割他,
dead,
你割他尸体, 割他身体啊,
Once, when you cut them,
顶多也是流出血而已。
The only thing that will flow out is probably just blood.
因为血里面都是水, 但是你没有办法, 除非用机器, 把它转转转转, 不然的话血跟水是分不开的。
But unless you use a special kind of machine that you can divide up blood and water, but or else blood and water is combined together.
你从来没有说割到手了, 哇,好多水哦, 赶快盖起来, 没有, 只看到血而已。
This never would happen to you. When you get a cut on your finger, you don't say there's a lot of water gushing out.
但是为什么这里说有血跟水流出来呢?
But why is it that there it says there was a flow of blood and water?
这个是个神迹。
This is a miracle.
这强调是个真的见证。
Here it testifies a true testimony.
就是告诉我们主要打开赦免罪的船员。
And this is the way how the Lord will open up the way of how we can have the remission of sin.
这个泉源很重要。
And this fountain is very important.
透过水, 就是透过洗礼, 会有耶稣的宝血在里面。
And the source is through the baptism and through this water which has the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
约翰一书第五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6. Verse 6, this is one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
这里告诉我们洗礼的奥秘在里面。
Here it tells us this mystery of baptism.
如果洗礼只有水的话, 你洗几次最多洗不去。
If the baptism only has water, no matter how many times you wash, you will not have the remission of sin.
但是这里告诉我们, 正确的洗礼有三样东西在里面。
But here it tells us, for a correct baptism, you need to have these three things.
第一,要有水。
First, you need to have water.
你不能说,我要干洗。 干洗可不可以? 我怕水, 不行。
You can't say that you want dry clean because you're afraid of water.
一定要下水里面去。
You need to go and to be immersed in water.
活水的江河。
And to have flowing and living water.
全身日水,
to our both full body to be fully immersed.
奉耶稣的圣名,
and to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
低头,
and to for our heads to bow down.
所有东西完全根据圣经,
everything is according to how what the Bible says.
因为我们根据圣经的话,
because we follow the words in the Bible.
第二样东西就是圣灵, 圣灵会做见证。
The second thing is that you need the Holy Spirit because the Spirit will testify.
圣灵在里面运行,
because the Spirit will be the one that is in there when all this is happening.
所以肉体上, 那个物质上虽然是水, 但是里面有耶稣的宝血。
And even though physically this is just water, but there is the holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以三样东西在洗里面都有了。
And therefore these three main ingredients is already combined together during our baptism.
水、血和圣灵。
And that is blood, water, and spirit.
所以进去洗礼才有办法把罪洗去啊。
And when we go into baptism, then we will have the remission of sin.
这个是洗礼的奥秘, 非常的重要。
And this is the mystery of baptism. It's very important.
在台湾, 有一个姐妹啊, 叫张文宇姐妹。
In Taiwan, there was a Sister Chang.
啊，她从小啊都是拜佛的，或者信孔夫子的，信 Confucius 的。
And ever since young, she was Baptist. She was a Buddhism.
啊，她想信什么宗教都一样。
And she thought to herself, doesn't really matter what kind of religion she believed in.
但是后来啊，她生活经历很多的苦难。
But later on, because her life was full of toil and hardship.
所以她后来想想，我不然来听听基督教的道理。
And therefore she thought to herself that maybe I'll come to listen to the truth and teachings of the Christian.
一刚开始有去过别的教会。
And she went to a few different kinds of churches.
但是啊，她觉得里面不是令她很满意。
But she thought to herself that she didn't really find and she was not satisfied with what she found.
她听到他们教会的牧师啊，来讲真耶稣教会。
And she heard what their pastor at the other churches talked about the true Jesus Church.
因为其他教会对我们教会都有很多误解啊，不明白，所以对我们教会不是非常友善。
And because other churches has many misunderstandings of our church, and therefore they might not be too kind in their words.
他们说啊，真耶稣教会的洗礼都骗人的，洗礼的时候啊，会拿一些红的药水啊，倒在水里面啊，就好像很多血这样，其实是骗人的。
And they said that, the pastor said that the True Jesus Church baptism is all just fake because what they do is they pour some of the red dye in the water during the baptism so the water will look red.
她听她牧师这样讲。
And she heard what their pastor said.
她是个有教育的人啊。
Because she was an educated woman.
想说，你药水顶多拿一杯嘛，但是怎么可以染到整个海？这个部分很红呢，可能嘛。
She thought to herself, if it's just a type of dye, it could only probably dye the waters that's around you. How could it possible dye all of the waters in the river?
所以她说她要去看看。
And therefore she decided to, and she said, I must go see for myself.
朋友是真耶稣教会的。
Because she had a friend that was in True Jesus Church.
所以她的朋友就邀请她。
And her friend invited her to come.
去参观教会的洗礼。
And to see.To observe the baptism in our church.
那是洗礼啊，有14个人要接受洗礼。
And during that baptism, there was 14 people being baptized.
在台湾的麻豆这个地方。
And in a place called 麻豆 in Taiwan.
他们在海边唱诗祷告，换了白衣服。
And they were all by the side of the ocean on the beach side, and they were singing hymns.
唱完诗，这个姐妹想说，这个小姐就说，哎呀，我要站一个好一点的位置，高一点的位置，看看他们有没有。是什么法术啊？倒那个红药水进去。
And she said, "Oh, great! It's time for baptism. Now I need to find myself a really good spot where I can see what is their schemes and their ways of to make the river all red."
啊，她看那个传道要洗礼的时候，拿着白毛巾，也没有红药水啊。
And she saw when the pastor just about letting the person be baptized, holds a white cloth in his hand. There was no red dye.
开始要洗礼了。
And now it's beginning of the baptism.
奇妙的事就发生了。
Something miraculously happened.
他突然间看到，在传道要洗礼那个地方，那个周围那个水啊，突然间变得非常的红啊。
And all of a sudden, she saw the water that was surrounding the pastor and the person that's being baptized all turned red.
这个怎么可能？我是不是看错了？马上拼命揉眼睛。
And she thought to herself, "I must have seen wrong," and therefore she rubbed her eyes to see again.
这个揉完眼睛之后看到，哇，那个海水一样很红啊。
And after she rubbed her eyes and she opened her eyes, she saw the seawater was still really red.
那个传道在帮人家洗礼的时候。
And when the pastor was baptizing those people,
如果洗的是大人的话，那个水啊特别红。
And when it was an adult that was being baptized, the color of red was even darker.
洗 baby 的话也是红的，是没有刚刚那个大人洗的时候那么红啊。
But if it was a baby getting baptized, the blood color would not be as red.
后来他知道了，因为大人罪比较多嘛，可能主耶稣要多一些宝血。
And later on, she realized because the sin of adult might be greater, and therefore Jesus Christ needed more of his holy blood to wash him.
后来又搬回洗大人了，又变比较红了。
And then after the baby, an adult went in, and the water turned even red.
这样洗，直到死完14个之后，那个红色的水啊，在这个旁边才消失啊。
And after all 14 have been baptized, then the red slowly subsided and disappeared.
他看到这个异象，他知道了是主耶稣打开他的眼睛，让他看到属灵里面什么事情在发生。
And she saw this because she truly believed it's because Jesus Christ opened her eyes so that she would be able to see what's happened in the spiritual world.
马上啊，眼泪就涌出来啊。
And at that very time, she shed tears.
他说：“主啊，我是个罪人。”
She said that, "Lord, I am a sinner."
你让我知道你的慈爱，你为我们钉在十字架上面。
You let us know about your great love, and you have been crucified on the cross for us.
透过洗礼，你的宝血洗去我们的罪。
And through baptism with your holy blood, it has washed away our sins.
所以在同一个月，他查考道理，他的报名就受洗了，归到主的名下了。
And in that very month, she studied about the teachings in the Bible, and she got baptized.
这种洗礼里面看到宝血的见证啊，在真耶稣教会啊太多了，讲不完了。
There are indeed too many testimonies that talk about seeing the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ during baptism.
今天呢，主耶稣宝血赦罪的船员已经打开了。
Today, this message of Jesus Christ using his holy blood for the remission of our sin has been spread out.
亲爱的朋友，
our dearly friends,
我们是否愿意悔改洗礼根据圣经？
Are you able to turn back and to have this baptism of the blood for the remission of sin?
改变我们的生命，
to change our lives,
让我们顺服神，
so that we may be submissive to him.
给自己的灵命再一次的机会呢？
To give our spiritual life another chance.
对我们弟兄姐妹已经洗了礼的来说，
For the brothers and sisters who have already been baptized,
我们不要满足，
Don't be satisfied already.
我们要继续改变我们的灵命，
But instead we need to cultivate and to change our spiritual life.
因为我们越来越像耶稣，
So that we may be more like Jesus Christ.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们，
And may the Lord help us.
现在诗班要献上两首诗歌。
And now the Emmanuel Choir will present to us two hymns.
第一首歌叫做 Come Unto Me.
The first hymn will be Come Unto Me.
主耶稣常常邀请他的儿女啊来到他的面前。
Our Lord Jesus Christ often invites all of his children to come in front of him.
第二首诗啊叫做 What a Faithful Friend, 一个多忠诚真实的朋友。
And the second hymn is What a Faithful Friend.
耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our most faithful friend.
让我们把时间交给诗班。
Let's give our time to the Emmanuel Choir.